The wait is over. Walk into your season. And I mean right now. Right now. If you receive that, begin to walk into your season right now. Begin to walk into your season right now. The wait is over. Begin to walk into your season right now. Father God, we petition you. We come to you right now, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your presence in this place. God, we pray right now, Lord, for a fresh anointing, a fresh release. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in this place. And Father God, make us life changers of this universe. Lord, empower us with a greater blessing, a greater anointing, Lord, so that we can turn this world upside down for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated in the presence of God. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. John chapter number 1, John chapter number 2, beginning at verse number 1. The wait is over. Walk into your season. There are few moments in life that are more exciting. Those that signify a new beginning, the way that a marriage does. The marriage on that wedding day where people are smiling and people are happy, people are blessing one another. The bride and groom is just looking forward to a life of eternal peace and a life of no more lonely nights. When those two find one another and they know that all their troubles are all over. And then they wake up. Right? They wake up. And say, what have I gotten myself into?
Amen.
Okay, y'all stop. Next to the mother or next to the bride and the groom on a wedding day, perhaps there's no one there that is more exciting or excited about the day than the mother.
All right, now.
I think on that day the mother is just elated that her little daughter or her son is walking down the aisle and they finally gonna do the right thing in the right way. And she's excited, but she's nervous at the same time. She's excited because you are about to get out of her house. She's nervous because something may happen and you have to come back. So on that day, she had these mixed emotions. And so she wants to make sure everything goes just perfect.
All right, ma'am.
At the marriage, at the wedding. Mary is invited to a marriage at Cana.
All right, now.
Mary shows up. Sometime later, Jesus and the disciples come. When they show up, Mary says something to Jesus, and what she says to Jesus is, they're running out of wine.
All right, now.
Now, Jesus just getting there, she says they're running out of wine. He looks at his mother with respect and say, Mom, what do I have to do with that? That's none of my business. They should have thought about or they should have planned correctly their own marriage. You see, in biblical days, the whole festival lasted up to 7 days. So you had to have a whole lot of wine.
All right, man.
Now, to you saved folks that is here, let me talk to you.
All right.
I love it when you ask me, Carolyn.
All right, man.
To officiate your wedding.
All right, all right.
But I'm no fool, Jeff.
All right.
That you excited when I leave.
All right.
So you can open up the line. It's amazing to me when you go to a wedding and then you go to the reception and they want you to bless the food. Then, okay, you can go now. Here's your package. You can go right now. You can go. I know you want me to leave. So you can do what you already do. Because you always see all these red cups. Oh, I'm going somewhere. You see all these red cups. And I know that much Kool-Aid doesn't exist. It's something about wine. Where wine has the power to change the atmosphere or change your spirit. And so when we begin to consume wine, then that wine, you have to be careful because it'll take over. And when it takes over, somebody else will come up out of you. Right now, know what I'm talking about. Now I'm drinking wine. Just let me talk to you today. Right? Just let me talk to you about wine, okay?
Okay.
Now, I'm kind of puzzled because if Jesus, and I'm getting ahead of myself, but if Jesus turned water into wine, I was thinking maybe he turned the water into wine for the camels to drink on their return home. Or maybe he turned water into wine so that you can consume it. See, you can take anything and overindulge in it and make it a bad thing. See, we get so sanctified and holy. We'll take playing cards. You know y'all play card games. And we'll look at that and say, oh, that's the devil stuff. And so you're so sanctified, you can't draw nobody to church because your little heavenly mind itself is no earthly good because you think everything is a sin. So you don't even breathe. You don't even go to McDonald's. You don't go to Burger King. And you wouldn't dare show up at a family reunion. Whatever God created, it was good. It's our little minds that take things and we do the wrong thing with them. Mary is at the wedding here, and Jesus says to her, woman, what do I have to do with that? Mary says nothing to her son. She turns to the servant and said, whatever that little crazy joke over there says, you do. Sometimes your mother can see a gift inside of you that you can't see. It takes sometimes a mother to manifest, to pull out of you what's inside of you. Sometimes it takes a mom who's nurtured you all her life to say, I know you have a gift. I know you have a talent. I know you have a purpose. You may be talking crazy, but baby, I'm going to pull that thing right out of you. I thank God for a mom who is on a mission with her child, who can see her child, look inside of her child, and pour out the very best. You see, sometimes when people begin to see things inside of you, you don't necessarily see those things in yourself. See, because you're so tied up and caught up on what they said about you. You're no good. You'll be like this and you'll never amount to anything. You gotta trust what God said about you. God said that I'm the head and not the tail. God said about me that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. God said about me he'll supply all all of my needs. God said about me that he'll take my enemies and make them my footstool. Why are you worried about what they say? Expect that somebody who don't like you is going to speak blessings in your life? They may not speak blessings in your life, but when this trip is over, God will make your enemies bless you anyway. And they'll look confused because they're saying, I meant to stop you, but I set you up for a blessing. Have you ever had somebody come in your life trying to stop you, but at the end of the thing, God got the glory? Have you ever had some haters in your life? Some folk lied on you. Some folk called you everything but a child of God. But at the end of the day, God got the glory. Have you ever had some folk to come against you?